Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
You know what Liv just said off the air makes a lot of sense for this conversation that we're about to have.
Uh-oh.
I don't think people like Liv will call in because they don't realize that they are the bad drivers. They're the a-hole drivers, and they're driving certain cars that are just... 833-563-2539.
Well, we got to this because a survey came out and it said the worst drivers on the road are men who drive luxury vehicles.
Now, is a luxury vehicle, is that like a BMW, like an Audi or Audi, whatever the heck it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Mercedes, I would say a Porsche, Lamborghini. I mean, it goes on up.
To me, like those drivers, not all, but at times can be tools. But anybody could also, you could be in a big jacked up truck and be a tool, most likely just to show off. But I was going to say the person on the show that I think is kind of, they're not an a-hole driver. They're not the greatest, but their car, man, you'll find that some of the worst drivers are in this car. And that would be somebody either in a Dodge Challenger or a, what kind of car do you have, Chops?
I have a Dodge Charger.
Dodge Charger. Those two C's. You guys and girls are the worst drivers on the road. You think you're cops because you have like a cop car. That's probably why it is too. You think you're all cool and stuff, but you're terrible drivers and you're just terrible people.
Dang.
Like that and the person in the Jetta that I had to chase down for like 6 miles the other day with that little bit of road rage I had.
That's random, like a Jetta.
Yeah, I don't know. Could have been a lady driving.
I feel like Jetta's like, that's the hot girl starter car. Jetta's.
I'm really not sure what it is that makes me, why you guys always say I'm such a bad driver. Like, I'm very confident that I'm a great driver.
Well,
it's scary to be in the car with you. That's why I say you're a bad driver. I'm not looking at your driving record, your driving history. All I know is that when I'm in the car with you, I get a little scared. I'm gripping the door.
Trust me, I'm scared when I'm in the car with you driving,
I'm
too.
Not saying you aren't.
Well, that's the thing that I bring up before we came on the air with this. Liv's like, I just don't really notice a lot of bad drivers out there on the road. I'm like, because you're the bad driver.
No, I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but, and it's especially when there's inclement weather, these go busting by, and they're just kind of almost like the bullies of the road, Dodge Rams. There is inevitably a huge red Dodge Ram that's just going a freaking 100 down the high, and like, boom, and I just am like, it never fails.
Have we just discovered that all the bad drivers drive Dodges? Is that what it is? Because I said Challenger and Charger, because I just see those people and they're always speeding. They always act like they're cops.
I hate fake cop cars too.
Oh, I
people
can't stand
who get
that.
Like whatever those cars that are, and they just still keep all the side equipment on them.
I've
it's
seen,
the
by
worst.
The way, too. Pork Chop's guilty of this. I saw one day when I went into his car. Pork Chop has a fake badge, well, a real badge in his car.
I don't have
what?
A fake badge. Okay, so I finally cleared out one of my old wallets, and I used to be on the fire department, so I had a firefighter badge.
Did you have a badge?
Of course. He has a badge in his center console.
I have all my old stuff from my old wallet in the center console.
Wow. Okay, so we want to know, who do you think like the worst drivers are? You can pinpoint, and of course, it's just we're generalizing. 833-563-2539.
I will say the cars that always lay on their horn at me or always give me the middle finger or like yell at me as they're passing me, those are always trucks. So they're jerks. I'm not sure about their driving skills. I just know they're jerks.
I challenge all of you to a go-kart race. I'll put $100 down that I win.
No, yeah, I know you will, because you are terrifying when you drive. You act like you're in a go-kart race when we're just driving downtown to get Starbucks.
Yeah, I know. He acts like, oh, I'm going to show you how I drive like a jerk on the road, how I can do it in a controlled environment.
It's like Liv and I are rocking back and forth, back and forth. We can't even get our seatbelts on, and he's like maybe chancing it going the wrong way down a runway just because it's a panic to time, and we're like, settle down. Like, we have time, Chops.
Poor Chop is like the game Crazy Taxi or whatever that was back in the day. This might get a little personal, but we need to call them out. Who are the worst drivers? Like, what kind of car are they in? 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us. It's Joe and McKenzie.
Shiera tweeted us, and she said Prius drivers are the absolute worst. They're the ones hanging out in the fast lane going 10 under the speed limit.
Okay, this is very interesting because the survey came out, once again, that the worst drivers are men in particular. I'm not saying this. This is what the survey says. That drive luxury vehicles. So we're like, is this true or not?
Let's go to Stacy this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Stacy, what kind of cars got the worst driver?
Hi, Joe. I think that I personally have like a Chevy Malibu that, you know, I try to get up to speed as quickly as I can, but I've noticed that when I see like a Mustang or a Dodge Charger or some other kind of car that is known for going fast, like you can really get going in one of those things, they have the slowest drivers. And I'm like, I know you have some get up and go, and you're like, come on.
That is insane. I totally agree with you. I saw a dude in a Lambo, and it was beautiful. I love cars. And he was driving like a grandpa, like 20 miles per hour. And I get maybe he was showing it off, but like, then come on. Like, let's see what this baby could do. I'm like, live it up. You don't deserve that car if you're not going to have a little fun with it.
Me and my boyfriend have an ongoing argument about who's worse at driving, because my boyfriend is extremely not fair and says that women are just the worst drivers, like across the board. They're just not as good of drivers as men. And obviously that fires me up. And then this study comes out and says males who drive luxury cars. Well, my boyfriend happens to drive a Tesla, so I am very excited to rub this study all up in his face.
You know, I actually know who is the worst or not the worst drivers, and it's people that aren't fully paying attention to the road. Like, so when I drive,
Live.
I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, I'm looking in my rearview mirror.
You're checking the mirrors.
Yeah, I always know how, if there's a car behind me, I know if there's a car entering the highway or exiting, and I feel like people that aren't paying attention, those are the worst drivers.
See, I'm paying attention. I just get this little, so I love cars. They turn me on. So if I'm in a Porsche, I'm like, I'm going to drive this baby like I stole it. So watch out.
And do it, as long as you know your surroundings.
Exactly.
That just like sounds like a lot to pay attention to, pork chop.
So I'm a good driver.
No, you're not.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.